Coast Breakfast with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Well, 16 minutes past 9 on East Coast Breakfast right now, and we'll give you all of the updates. Our Newswatch team, our East Coast Radio Facebook and our Twitter and our Instagram gives you all the updates that you need. And every morning round about this time, just after 10 past 9, we like to give you a coronavirus update of what is happening around the world. So let's do that right now. U.S. task team, the dedicated U.S. task team, has said out loud against President Trump's claiming that it's not going to be such a big problem in the United States of America. He has, they're expecting between 100,000 and 200,000 deaths in the USA due to COVID-19. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has topped 5,000, according to a running tally from Johns Hopkins University. At about 2:35 GMT today, 5,116 people had died as a result of COVID-19. On the same day that the United States set a one-day record, 884 souls lost overnight because of this virus in one country. So they are now the official epicenter of coronavirus.
And then we're going to move to North Korea, where we know we need to take everything with a pinch of salt. A senior health official in Pyongyang has insisted that North Korea remains totally free of the coronavirus. Nothing going on there, despite mounting skepticism overseas, as confirmed global infections now near 1 million.
Now, I got a story that's, Darren Moore, I chose the story specifically just to prove and just to make people aware how quickly this coronavirus can spread. So the city of Ekurhuleni has closed the clinic because one of its nurses tested positive for COVID-19. A bit of a backstory here. You would know this, Darren Moore. The nurse had attended the prayer breakfast at the Divine Restoration Ministries in Bloom on the 10th of March, where more than 60 of the 859 churchgoers who attended the prayer meeting were five overseas visitors were infected with the COVID-19 coronavirus. So let's just look at this. That's why we're telling people to stay at home. Okay, so she went to the church in Bloom, where five overseas people had been positive that infected half of the church. She's now gone all the way 300 Ks to Ekurhuleni back to work, and she's tested positive. I mean, like, if that doesn't scare you and if that doesn't tell you you need to stay at home, I don't know why, because it's pretty hectic.
Yeah, it's that is a story that everyone is watching, because not only her, but ACDP leader, Reverend Weshu, also tested positive. I can't remember his name right now, the Faithful Potatoes pastor. He also tested positive. And a lot of these people are in contact with really, really powerful, influential leaders. And it's problematic. That was that week where we'd asked everyone, it wasn't a lockdown yet, but we'd asked everyone to social distance and stay home, and they decided, no, we're going to go out and gather in Bloemfontein. So please listen to the rest of the world, listen to our healthcare professionals. When we say stay at home, we really, really mean it. Stay at home. And these were the updates from our minister, our health minister, yesterday. South Africa has had over 44,000 tests done, or 44,000 patients have been tested. Some of them have been retested. We stand at 1,380 positive cases, only five fatalities. That will be updated at the press briefing this afternoon around about 5 o'clock, and we do have 31 recoveries. People might be tempted to look at these numbers and go, oh wow, it's not affecting us like it is the rest of the world. Remember that our lockdown came early. We've done a preemptive lockdown, and the surge will come quite late into our lockdown. And also, I don't want to freak anyone up, we might need to prepare for a slightly extended lockdown. So don't forget, every morning around about 10 past 9, we're going to give you your coronavirus update right here on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one COVID-19 companion.
Hey, superstars! East Coast Breakfast with Darren, Kerry, and Sky. Darren.